Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Sarah Petty back on the show. Sarah's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. She's the founder of Joy of Marketing, a real small business owner just like you and me, and she's got a new book out we're going to talk about in a minute. Sarah Petty, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you back, and you brought a friend along with you, haven't you?
Much more than a friend, absolutely. My partner in crime and co-author of our new book. Her name's Erin Verbeck.
Hi, Erin. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your partnership with Sarah. You picked well, and also on the book Worth Every Penny. That's the title of the book. And Erin, you've got corporate background before you joined the entrepreneurial world, don't you?
I sure do. For several years, I was in the brand department for Sabre Holdings, the company that owns Travelocity. So
right.
Most of your listeners probably remember Travelocity.
Absolutely. So well, thank you for being here. And Sarah, as you know, one of the major pillars of my work is trying to convince small business owners that they've got to charge a premium. They can't be the low price in whatever they sell. They have to be able to charge more because we have to have more gross profit in order to pay our bills than big companies do. And we've got to be able to earn that higher price. We can't just expect charity. We've got to be able to earn that. And that's, you know that very well. We've talked about it on the show. And basically that's the premise of your book, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, price is never a sustainable competitive advantage. And sometimes people don't see that big picture. You know, they think they're going to discount today and then tomorrow go back to full price. And it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just, you know, decide, oh, I don't have enough business, I'm going to discount half price, get a bunch of people in, and then I'll get all these people in, and then next month I'll just go back to being full price and grow my business that way and business as usual. It's not sustainable. There's always someone who can do it for less.
Right.
And that's what happens, you know, and that's what does, unfortunately, put so many people in the trick bag.
And Erin, as I've said many times, the price war is over and small business already lost. So don't fight that war. And one of the things that's part of one of the 5 points that you guys talk about in your book, which I know you learned a lot about when you were with Sabre and in some of your other positions, the first one you guys talk about is brand. Tell us why your brand will help you get the price you need to get.
Well, your brand is how people feel about you. And, you know, it's really that connection that your customers can make with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so much of the time as small business owners, we think, you know, oh, that's for the big guys. I don't really have to worry about that. They'll come to me because they know who I am, or they'll come to me because I'm convenient. And really, you need to stop and think about developing something that makes people talk about you. And that's what your brand is. It's how they feel about you. It makes people talk about you. It makes them want to share you with other people.
It's the ding, in branding, isn't it?
That's so right, Jim. That's so right.
The way, Sarah, whenever people think about what they need or want, if they think about a product or a service, I need to get that today, you need to have overwhelmed them so much with how you treated them the last time they saw you or what they know about you, that the ding that goes off in their head about where they're going to go is your ding, right?
Exactly, exactly. And you don't have to have 10,000 customers to make that happen.
I find that if you start one person at a time, just thrilling them so they can't not talk about you, and then they tell their friends, and then you go to the next person, and maybe you get four people in from a promotion or from something you do, an event, but you build one after another, and you build this rich client base who loves what you do. When you go out there and you just use price and you try to cast that wide net, you get all these wrong customers, and you can't build that great business on that type of person.
The phone book is not your prospect list if you're a small business owner. And you know, I actually say this, Aaron, is I think most small business owners should thank Walmart when they come to town, because that means the people who were never going to buy from them anyway are going to quit taking up their time.
Well, and it's so true. And you are so different from them. You need to stop trying to be like them.
Right.
You want to be the farthest thing from them, because that's what's going to make you different, and that's what's going to make your customers love you. They can always get, you know, if they're price shopping, you can't beat Walmart. I mean, that bottom line, you like you said, Jim,
you gotta have
they
price.
Weren't going to be customers anyway.
But if you want charm and customization and anything like that, you know, you got to go to a small business. Let's move over and talk about the next one. Sarah, talk to us about understanding your numbers.
Yeah, most business owners figure out their prices incorrectly. So they set their prices based on what their competitors are doing, many of them, you know, and they're looking at the wrong competitors instead of understanding their numbers and how to price. And that's one of the things we talk about in the book, how not to price, and then we talk about how to price, which is a demand-based pricing model, especially for a boutique-type business, which is what we're talking about, the type of business that isn't competing on price. So we encourage people to set prices that are profitable so that you can have the extra margin to really thrill and excite your customers, to gift your best customers, to do all the things that you need to do. You need to understand your numbers, and you need to price for profit, not just what the guy down the street is, or, you know, heaven forbid, what Walmart is doing.
Well, exactly. And Aaron, if you come up with a number that you must have in order to stay in business, and that's too much, people won't pay that, or you think they won't pay that, you either have to figure out how to get them to pay for that, or you've got to figure out how to lower your expenses. So if you have to lower your price because people just won't pay it, you can still stay in business. It's all about what, Sarah said, it's all about knowing your numbers. What does it cost you to deliver that product in order for you to stay in business, right?
Exactly. And at the same time, I think, Jim, you have another option at that point, too, because if you think that people won't pay that, then you have an opportunity there to ramp up your offerings,
right?
So you may decide to make something a little bit different, whether it be from a product perspective or whether it be from adding additional service that nobody else is offering.
Right.
You have an opportunity there to do something a little more.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.